Sure, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1945, Alfonso Matos.
This is an application of Alfonso Matos to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Broad Creek 100 in Sussex County.
Ladies and gentlemen, please exit quietly. We are still in session. Thank you.
Want me to start over?
Sure.
This is the application of Alfonso Matos to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 14,964 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Concord Road, 392 feet southeast of Haven Drive, the entry into Broadacre Subdivision, and approximately 1 mile east of U.S. Route 13. And the property is identified as tax map 132, map 2, parcel 133. We received three agency comments, the first being from the Department of Transportation. They advise that a traffic impact study is not recommended and the existing level of service C for this roadway section will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex Conservation District, we received a soils interpretation guide. The soils on the site are Henlopen, Rosedale, and Runclint Loamy Sand. With respect to erosion and sediment control, during any construction, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. There's no storm flood hazard area or tax ditch affected, and it would not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And with that, there was an aerial photograph and a copy of the soil survey map. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the project is in the Blaze Project Planning Area. They make reference to an individual on-site septic system being utilized, and then they advise that the proposed project is located in the Blaze Planning Area, but is not in an area where Sussex County currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan was not required that was signed by John Ashman, the director. And I passed down a copy of the site plan, and that's all we received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. Gentlemen, I assume somebody here is Mr. Matos.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be you, okay? And I need you to give us your name, please.
And my brother, Alfonso Matos, my name.
And your name?
Miguel Matos.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
I think that what he said is correct. And I reviewed whatever was sent out to me a couple of days ago.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton. Mr. Burton.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
What is the proposed use of this building?
The proposed plan is to have a small storage facility to store some boxes, and the boxes will be filled with used clothes or brand new clothes to then ship to the Dominican Republic. It's going to be a transition, sort of transitional storage facility to have that ready then to be shipped to the Dominican Republic. But we already have a business established, so that's usually what it was going to be.
So you're not planning on building any new building. You're going to use the existing block building that's there.
Correct. We will remodel the building and make the necessary changes for that to be conditioned for that kind of storage. But we're not building anything new.
And will there be any retail out of that building at all?
No retail. That's not the plan at this moment.
How do the items get there? Are they delivered by personal?
No. No, we will have trucks going to the consumers' homes, picking up the boxes, taking them to the facility, and then arrange for a broker to come in and you know, send a truck to pick up the boxes and then send it out through shipping companies, you know, major shipping companies to the Dominican Republic.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. We can come back to you if you have.
I understand that.
We can come back.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So these trucks are going to deliver the clothes. I'm still trying to get a handle on what's going to be taking place on this property, because it sounds almost like not a storage facility, but more of a processing and shipping facility.
That's right. It's a storage, sort of a warehouse. So we will house the merchandise that we collect.
Like a warehouse.
Correct. Sort of the warehouse. But a warehouse is similar to a storage facility. So we will do that. And then we will contact the broker to do the necessary arrangement paperwork so they can do the whole custom paperwork so it can be then sent out to where we want to send it, which is Dominican Republic. So it's a shipping company per se, but the facility will be used only for that, for storage.
How big of trucks are you talking about?
We're talking about to a 20-foot truck, those small trucks that will come in.
And box so truck, or are you talking about a tractor-trailer?
Trailer trucks, yeah.
Tractor-trailer?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And how are these tractor-trailers going to turn around and load on your property?
Yeah, we have done a sort of a site map now we're on to figure out how that's going to happen. The facility has two entrances. One on Road 20, another one on and an exit, I would say, entrance or an exit on the corner of the street, which is, now I can't figure out what the street is.
Castle Lane?
Correct, yeah. So they might come in through a Road 20 and leave through that exit once they load it.
Are you aware of any other businesses in the neighborhood?
We are aware. We know that we have a church close a couple of feet, maybe 100 feet away from where we are. And then we have some of the businesses such as gas station,
Licoraria,
and also liquor store in the same street of Concord Road and Road 20. They used to have a nightclub called La Frontera, but I think they closed at this moment.
I have no further question, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Matos. I guess a thought that I have is that if this has minimum impacts that we've discovered so far, could this be considered like a home occupation?
No.
It's not a home.
Is there anyone live there?
No. It has been vacated for a long time.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the question I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
I'm trying to understand your business. The clothes come from where? Who manufactures the clothes?
Well, let me see if I can educate a little bit. In third world countries, there is the need of used clothes. They usually sell out there when it gets there. Now, most of the time, consumers, at the time of like Christmas time or high season time, they collect clothes to just help their family, their relatives. So what happens is that, and it's been done in New York City for many years, what happens is that people send boxes of food, canned food, and also clothing, small clothes, or used clothes or new clothes, to their relative back in the country. So we will pick up the clothes and those things from the relative here and in Delaware or the surrounding areas like Pennsylvania or New York City or New Jersey, and then bring it up to the facility and then ship it out to the Dominican Republic.
Right. Okay. How long have you owned this parcel now?
My brother owned this lot for, I think, cuánto tiempo tú has sido el dueño de este lugar?
Around
9 years.
Nine years.
From that time.
The, the property looks a little bit in disrepair, is why I asked. The shed in the back doesn't look very stable from the road. I couldn't walk back there. I went by this morning. Are you going to remodel these buildings to get them in better physical condition? Or what's going to happen to the shed in back? Is it going to be torn down, or what's?
Well, what we plan is that to remodel the back side of it and then connect it to the front, to the main building, to the property. Now, the windows will be changed because obviously it's obvious that they need to be changed. There is no repair to that. And then modified so that we can have it's more office for us to use. But that will be renovated. Or if it cannot, if there's not up to renovation, then we have then to remove that shed.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's in just such shape you can't repair it, you won't, but you're planning on repairing it. And then there's like an old boat in back, a couple old cars. These are going to be gone.
Those will need to be gone because obviously my brother, he has a hobby of fixing cars, and that's what he uses it for. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're
scratching.
Scratching.
You give our poor girls a fit listening to this. Or actually, Mr. Lank most likely will listen to it himself. The name. Do you have a name for your business?
We will name it as the same as the one that we have back in Dominican Republic. That is really stable, and it's going to be Matos Enterprise because that's our last name. But we're going to add the word shipping just to be recognized by the public.
And then will you require a sign in the front of your building?
We would like to have that.
Signs are generally limited. They're limited. 4x8, 32 square feet. So you understand? Will you be shipping in at night or just daytime out?
No. There will not be shipping time. The truck give you only 2-3 hours to load it, and it had to be during the daytime.
So daytime 8 to 5?
I would say 8
5
to 5.
5 days a week.
Or the latest 6 o'clock.
Will you have any employees on site, or just they'll be there when needed?
Well, at the present time, it's going to be only my brothers, which is Alfonso, me, and my other brother. And then once the business starts growing, obviously we're going to have to hire some receptionists and other people. So we will take care of that as we see.
Do you have a septic? Is there a septic system on the site? Septic for sewer?
I believe that.
My brother
said there is an old septic already there.
They have to be updated. There's going to be two issues for you, no matter what we do. If we decide to recommend approval and the council goes for it, and you know, you're going to have to talk to DelDOT about this because that Cassell Lane is a private lane.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's, in my view, riding by. It's not improved. It's just a lane, okay? So there's going to be an issue for you with DelDOT no matter what we do here.
Okay. So you're saying is that we will need to consult with DelDOT?
I would think you probably should have do that before you have your hearing with county council.
I believe that we have already tried to establish some sort of consultation with DelDOT. And they found not. They found there was a need to do anything else to that facility.
You need to get a letter from them saying that.
Okay.
They were just saying that you didn't need a traffic impact study at that time.
That's the only thing that they were saying. Okay. Now, what is the traffic impact?
You don't need it, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
You need an entrance permit.
You would need
an entrance permit, and you know. Well, it's not for me to guide you.
Okay.
But you need to ask these questions of the different agencies, sewer and water and entrance permits and that sort of thing, okay?
Okay.
And that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, then. Anything else?
Can then have one question.
Are you good? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Abbott,
anything? No questions.
Okay, Council?
Just one. What's the building been used for in the past?
I believe there was a grocery store in there before my brother owned the building. And I think that...
You'll get a chance.
Okay. Other than that, my brother attempted at one point to establish some sort of business, and it was denied.
So when your brother bought it, though, it was there, and it had some prior use.
According to what I heard from my brother, it was used to be a a tire, a business tire or something like that. And then he says it was a grocery store there at one point. And I still believe that there was a refrigerator. There is an old refrigerator somewhere in the shed that was mentioned earlier.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, gentlemen, anyone else have any questions? If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1945, Alfonso Matos? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1945? Okay. You would give us your name and you may have the floor.
Yes, my name is Michael Cotton. I live at 10087 Concord Road, directly across the street from the site, the building. I applaud their efforts for wanting to create a business in today's economy, and I don't want to be the one to cast stones at them to say it's not a good idea. It is a small site. It has been used as a personal hobby garage for the past 8 years since Mr. Matus has had it. It hasn't been kept up very well, but I do applaud their efforts for wanting to remodel the building and fix the place up. I am opposed to anything that would detract from the value of my property directly across the street. When they mentioned their intended purpose and wanting to use a tractor trailer to move their goods in and out, I just don't see how you could physically get a tractor trailer safely in that small lot to back in, back out, or pull in and back out. That would be a major disruption to traffic on Route 20, which is a very busy road. I just think there's better places, larger places for the business that they're talking about in better, safer areas other than right on Route 20 with that small parcel. The other things that they mentioned, that's up to the government agencies to review. I am for them cleaning up the property and making it look more presentable because that adds to the value of my house. But to put a commercial distribution warehouse in an AR district, I think there's better places it could be other than right there. It is zoned AR, and conditional use to do that I don't think would be beneficial. But it is a good idea, but I think there's other places in the Seaford area that could use that facility where they need to find someplace else that would suit their needs better.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask Mr. Cotton?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
We're often in a position of trying to split babies in half, you know?
Yes.
And I agree with you. When I rode by the site this morning, it's in disrepair. It's not very pretty. But sometimes you can create a win-win situation for people.
Yes.
But I also understand what you're saying of having a conditional use allowing, you know, just a warehouse with trucks running in and out, you know, 5 days a week, and that doesn't seem too cool either. I guess I'm wondering, in a conditional use, if you understand, we can place a lot of conditions on this property. For example, we can limit the number of trucks or traffic, number of visits per day, and that sort of thing. And so I'm wondering if you would be receptive to some sort of a condition that would limit the activity there to no more than two or three trips per day by a truck or whatever, understanding that the truck issue is going to be governed by DelDOT. They're going to
Correct.
Decide whether they can get access with a vehicle of that size or not. Is that something that might be able to bridge this thing in order to improve the property so it's not such an eyesore, or is that
all? Well, the other commercial properties that they mentioned are there's a gas station a mile down the road. There's a church a quarter mile down the road. There's a liquor store 2 miles down the road or a mile and a half down the road, and a convenience store approximately a mile and a half down the road. So our area is generally residential, and it would be my preference to keep it all residential.
And then just pray that something better happens to the property?
Residential would be my preference.
Okay, thank you.
But it is a very small lot, 14,000 square feet.
Not very big. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, who's next?
Hi, my name is Christy Mulford King. I'm speaking on behalf of my mother and myself. My mother lives directly across the street, right next to the gentleman that just spoke, the Cottons, and has lived there for about 38 years. The grocery store, perhaps he may have been mentioning, was about 35 years ago. There used to be a very small fish market, and there has not been anything like that since then. As you saw, the property is in a state of disrepair. Actually, we thought they were already operating a business for car repair because there are so many cars that travel in and out of there and are getting repaired. We didn't realize that was his personal hobby for the amount of time and vehicles that are often on the property. The lane that he spoke of where you could turn a tractor trailer around, you absolutely could not for the distance that's there with that building and the house next door that used to be Mrs. Newton's. The property is definitely in a residential area. I know he referenced the church, which is, as Mr. Cotton had stated, about a quarter mile from that location. The church did buy a very large parcel, and they have a large parking area. The Pine Tavern, or the other name that the nightclub had, is about a mile down the road. A mile and a half is where the Deluxe Darien, and about a mile and three quarters is where the liquor store is. None right in the vicinity. That would be the only actual business coming in and out of there. And there's very clearly not room for tractor trailers or the volume of traffic that he's speaking to. We already have a problem on Route 20. They've lowered the speed limit to try to make it less of a racetrack road. We have a problem when there are school buses. I had had my children dropped off there before. It was not safe. My sister-in-law got struck there by a car trying to travel that road. The Cottons, actually watching their daughter cross for the school bus, saw numerous vehicles that pass on the right and try to pass a stopped school bus. And we are vehemently opposed to having any kind of business there. And I understand that with the conditional use, you could put a lot of restriction limiting the number of trucks, but we would be opposed to any of that. And my family, having lived there for 38 years, we've definitely seen how it has traveled. We've seen the things that have gone on there and the use of the facility. I'm very well aware of the property. I grew up there. I know how big that property is. I know the state of it. I know the refrigerator that they speak of that used to be the people that owned R&B Seafood. I'm very well aware of it. And it just is not, for the use that they describe, this is not the right place for that business. Given that you have entire shopping centers in Seaford that are already on a well-traveled road, that are vacant, and other areas, there's certainly better places in terms of the traffic flow and the safety of our citizens and children. I still have young children. I don't like the idea of my children, who are at my mother's house every day, having to contend with trucks trying to turn around. There's just not room for that level of traffic that they're speaking of. Certainly, we would support improvement of the property. We wished it would look better and not look like the used car lot that it has for the last multiple years and the number of vehicles that are in and out of there. But there's just not room for the business that they're speaking of, and it would be ill-placed there, and it would be a safety concern.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Mrs. Mulford, I recognize you from the newspaper.
Yes, I'm Ruth Mulford. I'm the widow of Reverend David Mulford, who many of you might remember was rector of St. Paul's for 13 years, and also chaplain at Stevenson House, and was a friend of everyone. I retired, and that was the article, 45 years as a music professor at the University of Delaware. When we moved to Seaford over 37 years ago, we had to find a home that would accommodate our family. We were bringing seven children with us. And we found Don Arliss. He was an engineer at DuPont, and he had been transferred to Wilmington. He had seven children. And so we found the house, and it was there, diagonally across from that little building. That's always been a question mark in my mind. But it accommodated our seven children. They're now grown, and now I have 12 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. And they're all in the area. They're around me all the time. We have family meetings, family parties, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, they all come to Mom's. And we have many children in the neighborhood. They may not be my young children, or they might be my grandchildren, but our neighbors have young children. The Cottons have a young daughter. And the buses are there. They get on the bus, they get off the bus. And after hours, many children like to come to my house and we make music. And I have them young and old. As old as 80, in their 80s coming to get off and come and play music with me, whether it's violin or piano. I would hate to see this changed. We moved here and picked this place on the water as a family home, as a center that would be a part of our lives. David's gone, but I'm still here. And my children are all around. And I would hate to say the atmosphere of this residential, quiet neighborhood has never changed. I would hate to see it changed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.